find you an L&P ad, eh? This colour is your feel-good breakfast with Tony, Jason, Sam. And the Chasers is coming before 8. A chance to take our cash in just minutes from now. Speaking of money... So Lotto's jackpotted to $35 million for tonight's draw. But before you claim your millions, there are a couple of common mistakes people make when it comes to investing. Even investing as little as a couple of $100, though, you could be making mistakes. We're about to chat with Jess Travis from Milford Asset Management. Now, this segment is educational only and should not be considered financial advice. Morning, Jess. What are some of the mistakes you see?
Morning. So one of the first common mistakes we see is people waiting for that perfect time to invest, right? Either waiting for a dip in the markets for things to feel cheap and it feel like a bargain, or actually waiting for things to feel positive and calm and then getting started. The risk with that is you're waiting for a bargain that may never come, or you're waiting for things to feel really rosy and you're putting off getting your money working hard for you and getting the benefit of compounding returns.
Just feels like there's one thing after the other in terms of the uncertainty at the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, but those compounding returns are the whole point of investing. So to delay is just delaying your returns.
Yeah, the kick, and we get it. You know, if it doesn't feel like the right time, you just put it off. But actually, there is no perfect time to start. So if you're ready, start. Get your money working hard for you. And actually, we know that investing through periods of volatility is actually a really good strategy long term. You may end up buying into funds or units or shares for cheaper. So if you're ready to start, start. Make sure it's diversified, but get that money working hard for you and don't delay it.
Yeah. And just remember, you only need $1,000 to open up a Milford Asset account.
Like, exactly.
I think some people think you need thousands and thousands. You need 1,000.
Absolutely.
We just did it this week for all three of our kids. So we've got $1,000 down for each of the kids and then a $5 auto payment going out to each account each week.
Brilliant.
And so it's just, and do you know what, based on the returns that I've had so far, by the time they hit their mid-20s, I think they're looking at about $60,000 or $70,000, which would be a huge head start if they're trying to buy a car.
Imagine that for a house or even for university fees.
Yeah, it is. But what are some of the other mistakes? Like, if people come to you without a plan, is that a mistake?
Yeah, that's a big one. Investing without a plan is a really common one. So often you might go into an investment because it's been recommended to you by friends or family, or you might just go into investment just to try it for a little while. That can be really detrimental because it may not suit your situation. Understand why you're investing. Are you investing for the kids, education, saving for a house, building an emergency fund, retirement? And then choose investments which suit your situation. Do your due diligence. Understand what the risks are, fees, tax. Make sure it suits you. Otherwise, you may just end up going to an investment and then if it doesn't work out or you're just trying it, you may withdraw at a detrimental time. So make sure you know why you're investing and choose investments to suit your situation and time frame and the risk that's right for you.
And sometimes I can be a little bit emotional. Is it a bit?
of all of the three of us, yes, that is you.
Is that a mistake too?
It can be, very much so. This is probably one of the most common ones we see, and it's making decisions based on your emotions. So we know that fear and greed are probably two of the most common driving forces when it comes to investing. So putting off if you're nervous, or maybe withdrawing a new investment because markets are down, or changing your long-term goals based on short-term news flow. And then greed is chasing things higher, you know, going into some of those shiny stocks.
Yeah,
big time.
NVIDIA.
Yeah.
All those ones, they seem all shiny and delicious, don't they?
If anyone is going to fall into that trap, that was you. Remember that time?
Why is everyone looking at you, Sam?
What time? There's been a number.
Pluck one.
That's
and if you want to find out more, get some guidance and to chat with a guru like Jess, just go to milfordasset.com. Coming up, why Tony's made front page news. We're going to tell her about her exciting new career move. Very, very proud of you, Tony Street.
Global taste.
International stage.
I know. Tell you more about this after 7:30.
Sam Wallace here.